Hello and welcome to this episode of Time of Inspiration. It is me again, Dr. Ijeoma Ezobele. And with me right here tonight is Dr. Bishop Gabe Ezobele. We have an awesome topic to discuss with you tonight, and that is all about Christian marriage. It's all about marriage. I am super sure that each and every one of you are very excited to hear our voices. So without wasting much time, I'm gonna have Bishop say hello to all of you. Dr. Bishop, I'm happy to have you here.
Same here. Hello, how are you all doing? It's awesome to come up on this program of Time of Inspiration today.
Yes.
And like she said, we are gonna be talking about marriage, especially on the Christian side. What is the real way to be married? We know that marriage has no full pattern because everybody has to find their pattern based on your partner.
That's right. Because
there is something like an objective and how to form your union.
Mm-hmm.
Because everyone comes from different backgrounds. You come from different orientation. You come from different, sometimes tribe, color, gender, family, you know, structure and all that.
And that's exactly what makes marriage not, that's exactly what makes all marriages not the same.
Yeah, marriage
but,
is,
and, but unique.
Yeah, very, very unique. Mm-hmm. You know, even when Adam and Eve in the first marriage in the Garden of Eden, in Genesis chapter 2, the Bible say when Adam was looking for something, he didn't know what he was looking for. And God says it's not good for the man to be alone. So God is the one that saw that the man needed something and caused a deep sleep to come upon Adam. Mm. After God had created the animals and Adam was still not satisfied, God caused
it. He was lonely.
Yeah, he was lonely. And God caused a deep sleep and took a rib. So we can see that Eve actually came out from Adam.
That's right.
But in their mental structure is different.
Mm.
The way Adam is wired and the way he thinks and the way Eve was thinking at the time that they were created was totally different. So that's why I'm trying to say, like, you can look alike, you can even come from the same tribe or coming from the same mm-hmm. place, but you might be different. Even if you look at in siblings, father and mother, the same father, the same mother. But you see children come out with a different kind of character. That's why everybody's unique.
That's right. So, and why marriages are unique as well.
Definitely.
Mm-hmm.
But the thing there is that you have to learn to live with each other.
That's right.
In marriage is the closest way you can be able to adjust yourself to accommodate somebody else. You know, when we say learn to live with one another, it comes so broad and big. If mm-hmm. you don't have a life partner, like one another is somebody out there.
Mm.
But when you have a wife or a husband, you see that the learning to live with each other is more intimate now.
Mm-hmm.
And if you can overcome that first 2 years,
mm-hmm.
every marriage that survives 2 years
mm-hmm.
can survive forever.
That's right. Okay, Bishop, before you give them everything at once, let me quickly make sure that we are understanding, you know, what you said.
Mm.
All right, so in a nutshell, marriage is a formal union or social and legal contract between two individuals that unite their lives legally,
mm-hmm.
economically, even spiritually and emotionally.
Yeah.
Is that correct?
Mm-hmm.
Awesome. That's good. All right. So having explained marriage in a nutshell and, you know, giving the people an idea of what we're talking about, the main thing that I actually want us to understand here is the phases.
Mm-hmm.
You know, everything in life has phases, right?
Yeah.
So also does marriage. So the phases in marriage. And in this case, we're going to use alphabets to, you know, to explain these phases for you guys,
mm-hmm.
like phase A, phase B, and phase C.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So, can you please explain these phases for the listeners to better, you know, understand what we are here for.
Yeah, the phases of marriage is kind of interesting.
Mm-hmm.
And you can also broaden out to life and the other things, but I want also kind of bring it home and focus on marriage now. The phases in marriage are very, very interesting because the first phase, this is the A phase, is always coming with promises.
Yes.
It has all the glamour in it. It has all the shooting stars, lightning, you know,
and I
travel.
The dating phase is also here, right? Getting to know
We are just talking about marriage now.
Okay, marriage now, okay.
Once you go in.
Okay, now you are in, right? So the
yes.
first stage, you're already married, you're already in the bracket.
Mm.
And the first stage after I do is what you're talking about.
Yes.
After saying I do, okay.
Yes, mm-hmm. Because if you don't want to bring dating into it, because
okay.
some people use dating as a yardstick to continue to be single.
That's right.
So we just mm-hmm. want to encourage, once you get married,
mm-hmm.
it has promises, because when you meet your partner, either the male or the female,
mm-hmm.
there are promises that accompany the discussions, the planning of life,
mm-hmm.
and what you do. So it's all promising.
That's right.
And it looks good, because everything that you are starting is always good. Anything that you are starting, that's why if you see people
and exciting
that, yeah, it's always exciting.
Yes,
but when you really go in, then there's the B part of marriage, which is where the work is.
Mm.
That's where you have to plan how to give birth and also train those children,
savings, investments,
yes,
the trials,
buying of house if you don't have a car,
uh-huh.
buying a car, or if you have one you want to have another one, because now how many kids are you going to have?
Mm-hmm.
Do you have enough resources to run the family? Because the family is run like a business. All the groceries and the food and going out and coming in and the work or the career or business, then there will be, now you start to do what we call making some
scale
kind
of preference
concessions,
mm-hmm.
and the
setting your priorities,
right, and now somebody also have to give up some things, because in marriage, it's never going to go exactly all what you saw before you got it.
Hmm.
It doesn't matter what marriage, whether yes. God spoke to you or verbally,
mm-hmm.
or God spoke to you audibly, or you saw your wife in the dream,
mm-hmm.
or your husband. All those are very good,
mm-hmm.
but it comes with its work.
Hmm.
Whatever you have seen does not mean that it is still not there.
It's there.
You have to cultivate it. That's the right word.
Mm-hmm.
You have to cultivate that ground to be able to get to the gold or the diamond or what you see.
Yes.
So the time of tilling the ground and cultivating that, a lot of people don't know how lengthy and how wide their field of cultivation will go
mm.
in the marriage. So people tend to give up. But if you don't and continue to cultivate, especially children are growing up, you have to now set times to pick them up, bring them back. Somebody has to be at home when they come back from school. All these things that you have to make them.
So I'm sorry to
sacrifice.
Yeah, I'm sorry to talk to you, Shaggy. So you're saying here that in phase B, this is where the bulk of the job is.
Yes.
The bulk of the responsibility,
mm-hmm.
and a lot of things can happen in this phase.
Yes.
That means if a marriage survives this B phase, that means it can last.
Yeah, it can last for a very
praise
long time. It can last for almost for a lifetime.
Amen.
And the B phase, you see, the A phase goes very fast.
It goes right before you know it.
So, and most times, some people are still hang on what was said about, or what was said or
promised.
Mm-hmm. In the A phase, not knowing that the B phase is where you have to make that thing happen. You know, some will tell you that I've counseled a lot of couples and they come and say, oh, he promised he's going to take me around the world. And we only had one vacation before he started coming. And since then, we have not had another vacation. That the promises are not there yet, but some other priorities came up and you have to make sacrifice. If there's enough resources and enough capacity or ability in the marriage, let's use that word, those things will still be possible.
Mm.
So many times some people think either their spouse lied to them,
mm-hmm.
or their husband lied to them. But it's none of those.
Yes.
You have to begin to understand. That's why once you get married, either the male or the female, you must start to understand how to make sacrifice. If you have not been married and you are listening to us, marriage, especially the B part of marriage, goes a long way. Some people have to put their career on pause to raise a family, and maybe you might never get that career back. But in the course of that, you will have another passion for something else. So, and when the B part, when the children are grown now, they have gone out of home, they are graduated, they are going to get a job or do their thing, that is when the C part kick in.
Okay, before you get to the C part, I want us to conclude this B part, okay? Mm. So, in this B part, this is where you need to remember exactly one, who you are, and of course, stick with God.
Mm-hmm.
Because there are some important ingredients that you need to possess, that your marriage needs to possess,
mm-hmm.
in order to achieve and to conquer this very phase.
Yes.
All right? One, that is the fear of God.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So your marriage needs to be built,
mm-hmm.
in the fear of God. I'm not talking about you being principled, your wife being principled, or yourself being principled, or the husband being principled. Because sometimes the arm of flesh does fail. Right? So when you have the fear of God, once you remember that your marriage is built on God and that you have the fear of God, you can always stick to your wife and you can always stick with your husband. All right? So the next one is humility, love, right?
Mm.
Sexual faithfulness. Praise God.
Mm-hmm.
Communication. Communication is very important. And of course, forgiveness. All right? I don't know how some people do it in their marriages without communication.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there has to be communication. And it's not just verbal communication. You know, there is this body language. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes you can be out and just by a man looking at your wife, she understands what you're trying to communicate.
Yep.
It's very important that couples know when they get on B phase.
Yeah, and there's something you said now that, uh-huh. I just want to add to it. It's like when you talk about when couples go out,
uh-huh.
and they look at themselves, every marriage has their own language.
That's right.
So if you have not developed a language in your marriage, it's not pre-planned, but as you begin to live
and understand and know each other,
then you start to develop a code whereby the man and the woman can talk and their kids will be there and not know what they say.
Mm-hmm.
And there's going to be the family language whereby if the kids are involved and a stranger comes in, the whole family can speak without speaking.
Without speaking.
And the stranger will not still know.
That's
it, just come natural.
Speak without speaking.
I remember
speaking.
When I was growing up with my parents and sometimes they act, mm-hmm. some things and things will start to happen.
That's right.
And then we kind of learned some things that when it's a stranger comes,
mm-hmm.
we all can be part of it, but my parents still have something that they can do and it's only two of them,
mm-hmm.
will understand it.
That's right.
So I didn't know how they formed it, but now that we are married and years and years and years have gone,
mm-hmm.
I discovered that I have things that I can just look at my wife or just,
mm-hmm.
act a certain way, she, yes. will know what I'm saying.
That's right.
Vice versa. And sometimes the kids will be in the room, they won't know what you're saying.
Yes.
And the kids also have learned to pick up some things,
uh-huh.
that when daddy and mommy is giving a sign,
yes.
they can also participate.
They got it.
That, mm-hmm. if a stranger comes in, so that is the family
code.
Marriage code or, mm-hmm. language. Every marriage has it.
That's right. Another big one is patience.
Mm-hmm.
Patience. You know, this world is not a bed of roses. Marriage is not also a bed of roses.
Yep.
Okay, so couples should learn to be patient with each other. Why am I saying this? Because sometimes you might find yourself in going through one or two trials.
Mm.
And you know, most of the time it comes in the form of finances.
Mm-hmm.
One person can lose his job, another person can pick up. And of course, it should be always temporary. Okay, but then when you pick up that responsibility that your spouse had,
mm.
that does not mean you need to disrespect them. You have to be patient with them. You have to support them. emotionally, financially, and otherwise. These are all in B phase.
Yes.
You know, all this support, patience, understanding is very important. There are also many things that can happen. Also, some couples do get married, having enjoyed the A phase, and maybe their problem is how to conceive. This is the B phase, baby. Yeah. This is the B phase. Well, I call him baby, that's what I call him. This is the B phase, you know, and it takes patience and trusting God to be able to conquer that.
Yeah.
All right? So I want to let you know that God is with you, with your husband, with your wife, no matter what it is that you are going through. You need to hold your hands and lock it together and always be before God, trusting God, and do whatever that it is that you're supposed to do that is great before God and man. And you see how God will, can be able to deliver you, provide for you, and answer your prayers.
Amen.
In Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
So if you are able to conquer this B phase, of course, by the special grace of God and the power of God, then comes the C phase.
Yes.
Bishop, please take it from me.
Yeah, the C phase, but I just want to kind of add to what you said. If you can conquer the B phase, the B phase has to do with all the building blocks that go with marriage, and you are building a house without seeing a physical structure. But by the time you get to the C phase, you see that the house is standing on its own. It has roof, it has pillars, it has all the qualities. Children are there, they, you know, and maybe you have a career or business or a job or whatever, but you have, you are in a place where you are stable. It does not necessarily mean that you have to be very successful or elaborate, but you can now be able to manage your life, your responsibilities, your bills, all those things are able to be taken care of. Then you can revisit some of the passions that were in that marriage before.
That's the A phase.
Yes.
That's right. The A phase kicks back
things,
again.
The good things that you, and because now, you know, when children start to come into the house, they take over your life.
It seems like your life is on pause.
Yes.
You know?
But when they are gone back, they have grown and they are, them are married and living in different cities, then, doing their own thing.
Yes.
They are planning for their own life. Now, you discover that your life just began again.
Again.
You can now explore.
Okay.
Go into adventures.
Can I chip in something?
Lead business, yeah.
So, you know, I know earlier on you mentioned that in Ephes, it looks like the promises that we have said were not fulfilled. Now, in this B phase, that is when you can revisit.
Yeah, the C phase, yeah.
In this C phase, that is when you can, the A phase can come back again.
And it's going to come back much better.
Much better.
You are now more matured and you are thinking outside the box. And the way it was said before is not the way you will now execute it, because it's going to always get bigger.
Exactly.
Life, like you see, one thing about what God has given to us is that as a God that has the heavens and the earth,
that's right,
He gives us the ability to always think as He thinks. God is a God that thinks very big.
That's right.
And many times we start thinking from where we are. You know. Then once you start to go outside of where you are, the circumstance of your life, you will see that you have the ability to do more than you thought you could have done. Every time we think of ourselves, less than what we can achieve. But I want to encourage you that once you get to the C phase of life and your marriage, you will see that some of the things that you thought you couldn't have done before, that you have the strength and you have developed some capacity in the course of that marriage.
That's right.
And many things will start to fall in place.
Amen.
It is in the place where you know, you put a little bit of effort, things happen because you have built some relationships in the community. You have a name now, people can trust you. You are a person of integrity. You are a person that have your word. All these things that you were building while you were building your marriage, you were building also some capacity in the community. It will all come together to be a reward to you. And if the city that you live in, you are now beginning to be established in that land. Awesome. Maybe when you got married, you moved into a new city, everything was kind of new. But by this sea phase, you have spent some time in that city. And that is when the glory will begin to overwhelm, begin to come out, begin to ravish you. You see, the glory of God will begin to come out.
Amen.
And God will give you the wisdom. The Bible says God created the heaven and the earth with wisdom and with understanding. Hakorobo sakataba. He kind of established it.
Yes.
But with knowledge, the house is garnished with precious things.
Hallelujah.
And your life shall be garnished.
Amen.
With precious things. In the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen and amen. I am so, so excited and so, so like, I don't know how to describe the way I feel right now to have you here. You know,
amen.
With me, you know, in this broadcast, I am so very happy. So, Bishop, do you mind saying a brief prayer to for our listeners that are listening to us right now?
Mm-hmm. Let us pray. Father, we thank you for the opportunity to come to you again. I pray for my brother and my sister. I join my faith with my wife,
amen.
Dr. IJ, as we pray for whoever you have brought our way today, listening. If you are in marriage, the Lord shall strengthen your marriage.
Amen.
And establish it.
Amen.
And garnish it with all the blessings that comes with marriage. And
amen.
If you are not, I will encourage you that marriage is something that you have to do. It's not something that you need. You have to do it.
Yes.
It's like something that is going to be hanging around you. And you are going to see. You might have had some experiences about marriage, but I believe that God will direct you to the right
place.
Amen. And your life will never be the same again.
Amen.
Once you find your husband or your wife, you will become complete.
Hallelujah.
Adam was never complete until he found Eve. In fact, let me put it this way, they found each other. Because the day Adam saw Eve, that was the day Eve saw Adam.
Amen.
So it's not like Eve was somewhere looking for Adam. No, they saw both of them and they now proposed, you know, and there was a marriage. So I want you to begin to look. Either you are looking for a husband or your husband is looking for you.
Mm.
You will find him.
Amen.
And the joy of your life will come back. Maybe your heart has been broken. Jesus said, I will heal the brokenhearted.
Yes.
You will find love again.
Amen.
There is a man for you. There is always a woman for you.
That's right.
You cannot just live in isolation in this world.
Mm.
I pray that the blessings of God that make it rich and added no sorrow come and be with you all. In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Let the power of God come upon you right now. That will give you all that you need. Especially when it comes to a life back.
Amen.
In Jesus' mighty name we pray.
Amen. 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 Thank you so much, Bishop. We are so blessed to have you here. And I believe the listeners feel the same way too.
Amen.
All right, everyone. We have come to the end of this broadcast today. I want to appreciate each and every one of you for tuning in. To listen to us today in this episode of Time of Inspiration. I pray that the good Lord will guide you guys, protect you guys, and bring you guys into the next episode that we'll be bringing your way. In the meantime, continue to enjoy yourselves and keep trusting God, for He is the author and the finisher of your faith. God bless you all. I remain Dr. Ijoma Esobele.